We're talking with Dr. Sarah Lowe from University of Missouri, one of the presenters here at the Oklahoma Rural Outlook Conference. And Sarah, you were kind of giving us that overview of where we are right now in our rural economies. And, you know, there's a lot of folks that really love to call a local rural community home. But there are some issues out there that makes that harder and harder for a lot of folks to want to stay in the rural areas, not go to those suburban or urban areas.
Yeah, there's definitely some challenges in rural America. I mean, you and I both know there's some real great opportunities, and there's a lot of people who love to be in rural. But certainly we have some challenges right now. Dr. Hagerman just talked about the commodity markets and the challenges in agricultural world. And really the non-farm economy is facing a lot of challenges too, also rooted in uncertainty in the economy. And so the rural areas that are prospering, that have some wealth creation, are basing that on natural assets, resources that they have. And really, I think the answer is not a one-size-fits-all kind of answer. Every region has to dig down deep a little bit and decide what they have to offer the economy.
It's interesting that you kind of said that the top-down approach doesn't really work, that somebody in Washington, for example, really can't tell those local folks what's going to really work for them.
That's right. I really, I'm enjoying being outside of the Beltway and being an extension at University of Missouri, because I am able to work with communities and help coalesce teams. We've got to get leadership from the public sector, the private sector in these rural regions, and get them talking together so that they can identify assets, opportunities, and prioritize their efforts in a strategic way.
I know that one of the stats that you threw out on one of your slides I thought was really interesting, that while we know agriculture is kind of the backbone of the rural economy in general, not necessarily is agriculture the major employer in rural areas.
Right, absolutely. Manufacturing has a lot more rural employees than agriculture, and is responsible for more of the income and jobs. And that goes for services. Services is much bigger than manufacturing or agriculture too. So going back to the challenges the rural economy is facing, is it's this transition. We're switching away from a goods producing economy to a service-based economy. And so that leaves us in rural areas kind of saying, well, where do we fit in this new service-based economy?
Where do we fit?
Yeah, right? So today I talked about agritourism. That's a service provision. We're bringing people from urban areas, maybe even from out of state, to rural areas of Oklahoma. That's a way that we can provide service and bring dollars into the Oklahoma economy and into rural regions of the economy.
I know, of course, one of the initiatives that our lieutenant governor has been really high on. He's been a big proponent of tourism in general, agritourism specifically. He's really championed the Route 66 concept, something that obviously rolls through Missouri down into Oklahoma as well.
Yeah, and my research actually shows that if you're near a scenic highway or something like Route 66, it really does help with tourism attraction. So agritourism is an example of one of these economic opportunities. It's not going to fit everywhere, but if you're proximate to Route 66 or proximate to another highway that is bringing people from out of state into the state, then you have a lot more opportunities.
We've got good people. We've got really, you know, great people in rural areas of our state and other states as well. How do we get them, how do we bring them together to help maybe, you know, provide some of the solutions?
Absolutely. We need conveners to bring people together in rural areas, but I think we also need some infrastructure investment to literally bring people together. Mm-hmm. High-speed broadband internet would be great, would allow people to participate in civic events remotely, even within their own community. Mm-hmm. Improving our roadways and waterways literally helps people get together.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned broadband.
Yeah.
You said obviously you did some work on behalf of the secretary here in recent days before you came to Mizzou. What is the potential in rural America if we have adequate broadband, and how do we get it? How much is it going to cost?
Absolutely. I think that we could really stand for a huge investment in rural broadband. It would be great if we had a huge federal investment to help really roll out broadband to the last mile, and not just to the last mile, but also to make it affordable, to make it reliable and fast enough that people in rural America can keep up with those in urban areas. And it will have benefits for the economy, but also quality of life. Your young students are not going to want to come back from OSU to a rural area unless they have broadband internet. It sounds cliche to say they want to be able to stream Netflix, but there's the Netflix is the quality of life component, and then there's also the economic component to the broadband internet.
And of course, the needs of agriculture for that broadband, the high tech, the precision agriculture is very real as well.
Absolutely, all the latest technologies are very data dependent. They're dependent on having access to that high speed internet. So, I think that's the future for production agriculture, but manufacturing the same thing. You know, a lot of the just in time, a lot of the procurement, it's all going to be electronic. Software downloads, transportation, we're all going to be connected, and we really need that high-speed internet to do that.
Finally, you know, when we think about the rural areas of our country, rural Missouri, rural Oklahoma, rural Kansas, Arkansas, Texas, all these areas, are there any silver bullets out there? I mean, where do we possibly begin this journey?
Well, I think each community has to begin with their local leadership. They have to do some strategic planning, some digging down deep, and think about their local assets, where they want to go, what's a reasonable goal. You know, might be a more reasonable goal to be a bedroom community and have some nice amenities and make your community livable for folks who are commuting to a bigger city. That's a reasonable goal. Silver bullet. There's no silver bullet. You know, the rural areas in the U.S. that have had tremendous growth in recent years generally have a natural amenity base. So if you're around a lake or some other scenic amenity, that has really helped. But if you don't have a mountain or a lake, then it's incumbent upon the leaders of the community, the business leaders, the nonprofit leaders, extension, to sit down together and think about what can we do and how can we have some short-term wins that get us moving towards some longer-term wins.
I know that when you start thinking about those opportunities to bring agritourism into our regions, One of those advantages, even if maybe you're not close to some of those attractions that you've mentioned, just the idea of being able to see every star in the sky at night, the darkness of the sky, there's no ambient light, that there's advantages there as well.
Yeah, I really do think that urban consumers, because they are more service-based now than goods-based, they're looking for those experiences. They're looking to show their children how it was when they were growing up. So I think there's opportunities in rural areas, certainly.